This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Wednesday's edition. William Hill's Racing Radio will have all of the day's action covered from 1:20pm with cards from Newmarket, Fontwell Park and Worcester, while we have action in the evening on the Polytrack at Kempton. Gordon Brown, Andrew Mount and Paddy Aspel will be your studio team, providing their thoughts on the day's racing. But to look ahead to the best of Wednesday's action, it's myself, Michael Wood, and Rory Delaghi. Before we look at Wednesday's action, Rory, I think it's worth having a look at the big race on Saturday at Doncaster with the Racing Post Trophy. And Aidan O'Brien's charge is headed by the early 5-4 favourite Capri. I've got the latest prices here for you, Rory. So Capri is the 5-4 favourite. Yucatan is at 4-1. River is at 7-1. Saluen is at 10s, as is Sir Dancelot. Francus is at 12s. The Anvil is at 14s. Douglas MacArthur is at 16s, as is Rodiani. And it's 20 or bigger for the rest of the field. In terms of the Racing Post Trophy, Rory, what are your early thoughts on it?
It looks like Aidan O'Brien's got an absolute stranglehold on it, to be perfectly honest with you. Capri beat Yucatan, both sons of Galileo. And Aidan's had a hatful of Group 1 winners this season by Galileo. They were first and second in the Beresford Stakes last time out. That looks really solid form. That was running on soft ground. The going is currently good at Doncaster, but there's always a chance of that easing, given the time of the year. But Capri's also got very good form on good and good to soft ground. Stayed the mile really well last time out, as you'd expect on pedigree, being by Galileo out of an Annabar mare. And, of course, Yucatan is a son of the top-class race mare, Six Perfections. So the pair of them look to have this between them. Off the others, I really like Sir Dancelot as a performer. There's no way he stays a mile. Absolutely no way. Really well-suited by dropping back to 6 furlongs at York last time out, when he travelled tremendously well. But he does not stay a mile. I think his future will be over 6 furlongs, to be perfectly honest with you. So this really stiff mile at this time of the year is not ideal. But he's a really promising and improving performer who's going to do well next season as well. But as I say, very hard to look beyond the O'Brien horses in the yard. Yucatan might be the each-way value at this stage. If the plan is to go there, then the problem with having a bet at this stage, when a trainer's got several representatives, is knowing whether they're going to go. But in fairness, Aidan has gone more pandit to this in the past. He doesn't tend to sort of pick one horse. So he might just be a little bit undervalued, Yucatan, given that he was beaten by another rival last time out. And people tend to overlook horses like that. But it was still an excellent performance to finish second to the favourite last time out, beaten less than a length, in a very smart time as well. So that pair really, to me, looked to have the race between them.
So the top two were appealing most for the Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster on Saturday. Well, let's move on to the best of Wednesday's action. We're going to be looking at two races at Worcester, one at Fontwell Park and one at Newmarket. And it's Worcester is where we're going to begin. And we're going to be looking at the 2.55. It's a novices limited handicap of 2 miles and 7 furlongs. In terms of this one, Rory, what would be your best bet?
This is a good contest, it has to be said, in the first place. Some very promising types starting off over fences, including Single Farm Payment, who's got top weight, did really well last season for Tom Lacey, now changed stables and has gone to Tom George's in very good form. So he's a promising type, although his wins last year did come on heavy ground, which is a marginal concern, although he did show form on good to soft at this track over hurdles as well. So he's respected. Fayette County's in really good form, but he's a dreadfully hard horse to win with. He's constantly looked like he's going to win half decent races, but somehow managed to find a way of losing most of those. Roll the Dough, I think, will be fairly popular in the market because he's won both starts over hurdles and he's a winning pointer. I don't think the form of his hurdle wins amounts to a huge amount, though, particularly his win at Exeter in November last year, and the fact that he's been off since is a bit of a concern. And for me, the horse to be with, given conditions and the emphasis on stamina, is John Joe Neal's Bronco Billy, who was very promising in bumpers, ran very well behind an odds-on shot on his hurdles debut when unfancied, essentially. I mean, it was a two-horse race on paper, but he looked like he might nick that at one stage. Then disappointed twice, not seeing his race out either at Leicester or Wetherby, but was much improved with a tongue tie fitted on his next start, back on quicker ground at Huntingdon, when he stayed the 3 mile one really well to win by a length. And he's got a pedigree that suggests he will do better over fences. He's not wasted too much time over hurdles, which is always a good sign. And while he'd want maybe even a stiffer test, and this is a 2 mile seven at Worcester, it's not the stiffest track in the world, but it's a track that John Joe O'Neill likes a lot. And Bronco Billy, with question marks over a few of his opponents here, looks a decent prospect. So if the ground is good to soft, that'll be ideal for him. And he looks capable of outstaying one or two of his rivals, whereas one I haven't mentioned is Churchtown Champ. He wears a tongue tie for the first time, which for me is a concern after 200 days off, because if he's got a breathing problem, you expect he would have had an operation for it before that, although it is something that Dan Skelton does, so maybe not as much of a concern as I thought. But Bronco Billy has more ticks than the others in this race, I think.
So Bronco Billy, the one that appeals in the 2.55 at Worcester. Let's move on to the second race that we're going to be looking at Worcester, and it's the 4.05, a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. In terms of this one, Rory, what appeals most?
The horse I'm looking forward to most in races like this turns up here, and there's absolutely no doubt that Western Cape is a horse to be on in this race. Very, very impressive on his debut for Seamus Mullins, winning a bumper at Southall when not greatly fancied. Absolutely destroyed his opposition that day. Then got stuck in the mud at Lingfield on his next start before stringing a shock at Ascot. He showed that was no fluke by finishing a very good second in a good novice at the same track in January. And again, he found the ground too soft for him when running in the valuable EBF final at Sandown in March. Spoke to Andrew Thornton on the day about him. Obviously Andrew would know the horse very well, and I think I napped him that day, and Andrew said he just won't cope with the ground, but when he gets good ground, he's going to be very good. As a result, he's reasonably well handicapped. I didn't think his opening mark of 130 was particularly harsh. He's been dropped £2 for the handicapper for that effort. Kevin Jones takes off 5. Kevin's ridden him in all the starts in this country, and even his point-to-point form, obviously going over hurdles again here, his point-to-point form, he was second to a horse called Monbeg Notorious of Gordon Elliott's. That horse is a horse to keep on the right side over hurdles in Ireland this season as well. The danger to Western Cape is So Fine, who's not enjoyed things over fences in his last three starts in the spring, but was a winner of a similar mark at Cheltenham last season, and is very well handicapped back over hurdles. He should run well, and he's won at this track back in his novice days. So he's the main danger, but Western Cape, I think, just proves too good for them here.
So Western Cape, the one to watch out for in that 4.05 at Worcester. Let's move on to the card at Fontwell Park, and we're going to be looking at the 3.20 at Fontwell. It's a beginner's chase over 2 miles, 3 furlongs and 35 yards. What would you like in this one, Rory?
Despite a small field, this is a good race for the track, and I'm tempted by Charmix, who's a point winner, who did well over hurdles last season, and arguably wasn't right when pulling up at Cheltenham trials day in January. Not seen since, but clearly is going to make his mark over fences. He's quite an exciting type. And Royal Vacation of Colin Tizzard's is liable to make up into a half-decent novice chaser as well. But I'm probably going to plump for Astemay here of Paul Nicholls. He was arguably disappointing on the whole last year, but he was placed in Grade 1 company, and he's run very well in a couple of Grade 1 novice chases last season. He's not one I would like to be with all the way through the year, but the experience he picked up last season will be hugely important here. I think a couple of those against him will turn out to be maybe better performers down the line, but at this stage of the season, given the experience he had, I think he's a half-decent bet. Whereas a Hood, for the first time, he was tried in blinkers at Sandown. They're end of season finale last year. He went off favourite and disappointed. I think he was too keen in the blinkers, to be honest. He's probably going to be better suited by a hood, and this is his day, probably.
So it's Asda May that is the one to look out for in the 3:20 at Fontwell. Let's move on to the final race of our preview. We're going to be looking at the card at Newmarket. The final race on the card, it's the 5:20. It's a Phillies handicap over 1 mile. Rory, in terms of this finale at Newmarket, what do you like?
I'm pretty keen on James Fanshawe's Up in Lights. Obviously, yard in good form, one that... at Ascot with the Tin Man at the weekend, giving Tom Queeley a rare big race win these days since the retirement of Frankel. That would have done Tom's confidence the world of good. And Up in Lights, she looks like a Newmarket filly to me. She's not been the most consistent through her career, but two of her biggest disappointments have come at Doncaster. And the last twice she's run at Newmarket, she's run really well. She was a close third last autumn off a mark of 88. And then she won very impressively off the same mark in August, looking high class in a race that arguably wasn't really run to suit. She came from the back of the field to win Coesley by a length in August, then went to Doncaster and was quite strongly fancied for a similar handicap, but for some reason didn't get home. That seems to be the pattern of her form. She clearly needs a little bit of time between her races. And although Doncaster came 5 weeks after the Newmarket run, she seemed to bounce from that to some degree. I think she'll come back to form here, and she's definitely not badly handicapped off 92, only £4 higher than for that impressive win. This is a higher class race, but she's been thought of by her shrewd handler as a listed class filly in the past. He's tried her at that level. Not the kind of thing James Fanshawe does unless he thinks that the horse in question is up to the task. And back down in a handicap that doesn't look tremendously competitive. A few northern mares in here, one or two disappointing types. I think she looks the best handicapped in the race.
So Up in Lights, the one that appeals most in the finale at Newmarket. Well, Rory, can you please recap your selections for Wednesday's action, please?
Sure. At Worcester, I'm with Bronco Billy in the 2:55. Best bet of the day would be Western Cape in the 4:05 there. Asda May can make his experience count in the Beginner's Chase at Fontwell at 3:20, and Up in Lights to cap the day on the 5:20 at Newmarket.
Well, Rory, as always, thank you for your thoughts on Wednesday's action, and make sure you tune into Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. on Wednesday for live racing commentary, results and tips.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.